Well, more grace to everybody. God is good and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. That's a psalm we used to sing, but it's in the Bible. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Well, let's go ahead and sow our $20 seed now. We know that as soon as we get on the call, we sow our $20 seed. So everybody now go to $PBCJR and let's go ahead and start with our seed of $20. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just get in the habit, get in the tradition of when a man of God, any man of God, not just Prophet Karn, get in the tradition and get in the habit of when a man of God comes in your midst who's getting ready to feed the bread of life to you. As soon as you get in his presence, honor him with the seed. We've made our seed at least a $20 seed, $PBCJR. We've made that ours. You that were on here last week, who sold your special seed, we are in the process of getting ready to send you your bottles of oil. So I'm so excited about it. I haven't prayed over them yet. We're going to fill them, and then I'm going to pray over that oil and believe God and speak what God tells me to speak. Amen. And I'm going to send you some instructions for how to pray it. Those 58 covenant promises that the Word of God has declared belongs to us. I've already sent them, and we're getting ready to do it. God is great. And I'm telling you, God told me that I was lazy. Told me that some months ago, and God has just been very adamant about me, about working, about moving, about getting things done, amen, about getting busy, fulfilling purpose, busy, fulfilling assignments, putting my hands everywhere. You know, the Word of God declares that you're going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So I'm in the middle of doing a lot of things right now, just putting my hands here and finding out what's going on over here and finding out what's going on over there and finding out what's going on over here. You know, that garden in the book of Genesis, my God, it had four different rivers that was flowing from that garden. Amen. And I believe every person on here should have four different streams of income. Your job should not only be your stream. Matter of fact, make that your prayer today. Holy Ghost, what are my other three streams? Ask him. He said to acknowledge him. Isn't that what your Bible said? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So that's what you need to do. You should be directing, asking him, Lord, I'm working at this job, but this job doesn't have the capacity to give me what you want me to have. So Lord, show me my other three streams, not just one. Lord, show me my other three streams of income that I can operate and flow in order to walk into this next place that you've called me to. With that being said, I've challenged everybody on this call to sow a seed of $20 to $PBCJR, $PBCJR. And that's going straight into my life. I unashamedly let you all know that whenever you sow something, I'll let you know when it's going to me and when it's going to the ministry. But that $20 seed comes directly to me. Even when I stand before God's people and people bring me an offering, that money goes directly to me. I'm not on a salary from any of the churches. My faith is out there. So one Sunday I might get 200, another Sunday I might get 2,000. But whatever it is, God's going to see to it that my needs are met, because he is my source and I have an inexhaustible supply. The Spirit of God just dealt with me last night. If you did not watch KCC's Bible study last night, you probably should go back and watch it. I just want to, again, challenge you to go back and watch KCC's Bible study. And people all over the world are sending me messages on how to become a part of KCC, who don't even live in Charlotte or Jacksonville and Houston. And sometimes I really just want to tell everybody just to move to Charlotte. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody moved it. Yeah. That's just really what I want to say sometimes, because just so that I can just really pour, but I'm pulled a lot of times in so many different directions. And I know that the Lord had told me to start the church in Houston and Jacksonville. You understand? So I'm going to stick with what the Spirit of God is telling me. But sometimes I just wish we were all in just one place so I can just let that oil just flow from my loins and just minister the word of the Lord and train people up to send them out and just to do ministry and to change the world and teach people, because that's really my desire and my passion. And the Lord told me I just got to get busy doing it. Amen. So I'm busy doing it. But if you didn't watch the Bible study on last night, KCC's Bible study, I want to challenge every one of you to go and watch KCC's Bible study. That's Kingdom City Church on YouTube. Kingdom City Church on, I don't know, was it on Facebook, YouTube, everything. Just go on there and watch it. And that is what began to stir me more this morning when I was awakened. God began to deal with me more in depth. And God began to deal with me more in depth about, you know, the laws of faith. And so let's go straight there, because there are so many people who are really trying to live this life. And I believe that there's so many of you on this call that really desire to see the blessings of God in your life in every area. And when I say the blessings of God, I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about you want to be whole in every area of your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, in every area of your life. You want to experience the best life or the blessed life. But you can't go and flow, as Pastor Butler would say, in what you don't know. And so there has to be clarity. Proverbs 4:7 say, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But in all you're getting, get an understanding. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. I really want us to get this and grasp this and get a good understanding of what Romans chapter 1 says. Because as I begin to read it, God even began to open up my eyes concerning some things today. For therein is the righteousness of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. I've been challenging everyone to bring your Bibles. And when I call out a scripture, you know, mark it. Get you some highlighters. Amen. I mean, we're going to get this word in us. We're going to grow. Amen. We're going to be challenged to go to another level and trust him. Okay. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Pay attention, from faith to faith. Now, that's very important. Faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, that word just there, it means that the individual who has been declared righteous. Why was I declared righteous? Because I put my faith in the person who is righteous and made me righteous. Remember, Melchizedek. All right. And I wish I had time to get into that, but always remember, God owns righteousness. We saw that in the scripture. God owns righteousness. Okay? So understand that the only person who is able to impute something on you is the person who owns it. And because God owns righteousness, he's the only person who is able to declare you righteous. And I am declared righteous because he made me righteous when I put my faith and my confidence in him. It says that the person who has been declared righteous shall live by faith, which means it cannot be something that you do once a year. It can't be something you do once a month. You can't visit faith, but you have to live by faith every day, every hour of your existence. Faith must be involved in your life because the just shall live. The human shall live by oxygen. All right? Now, if you take too much time without oxygen, you're out of here. So the believer, the one who has been declared righteous, got to live by faith. But I want to talk to you because I want us to make sure we have a good understanding on what faith is, so that we can know the difference between faith and folly, or faith and fantasy, or faith and foolishness. I want us to understand it. And I believe that so many people are in the household of faith who are declared righteous, who love the Lord, but they are missing the mark. And they're not missing the mark on purpose, but they don't understand the laws of faith. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans chapter 3, verse 27. The Bible declares by what law? The law of faith. There are laws of faith. Okay? There are laws to drive. There are laws of thermodynamics. There are laws of gravity. There are laws to fly, to move around. There are laws, okay? You understand that? They're dietary laws, all right? But I'm telling you that faith has laws. And so many people are missing the mark because they don't understand the laws of faith. Socrates made a statement and said that the only way that you can have a conversation is you have to define the terms. Okay, what do you mean by that? That the only way two people can ever have an effective conversation is you have to sit down and talk about what each word means. Because the only way you're going to be effective in that conversation is you both have to know what each other is talking about. Because words can be subjective. Let me give you a little example. Back in the 70s, maybe, let's go with the 70s. In the 70s, if a man saw an attractive woman, he would call that woman, "That's Fox." In 1973, 74, 75, all through the 70s era, the Audi came out with a car called a Fox. And then running down the street can be a four-legged fox with hair on it, a four-legged animal with hair on it, and we would call that a fox. So you have a woman who was referred to as a fox if she was attractive. You have a car that came out that was a fox. And then you have a hairy four-legged creature that is a fox. And the reason communication is so important is because if I was talking to somebody and I said, "I saw a fox today," then the question has to be, is he talking about a woman, a hairy four-legged creature, or the car. So Socrates said, the only way that you're able to properly have a conversation is you have to define the terms of the conversation. And I'm this is not just spiritually, I'm talking about period. Most times, whenever individuals are having a disagreement, it's because they don't understand each other's way of communicating. So you have to find out what something means. Because just because something means something to you doesn't mean it means that to the other person. Are we clear? With that being said, I want us to get a good understanding on what faith is, because the only way you can determine whether you're in faith or foolishness is you have to get a good understanding of what faith is. And for me, the most simple instructions that I can help you understand, for you that are out there who are wondering, am I in faith? Okay, faith. Very simple. This is the easiest way I want to help you understand faith. Faith is acting on what you believe. I just want to make it very simple right there. Faith. What is the definition of faith? Acting on what you believe. Try it again. The definition of faith is acting on what you believe. Now, there are laws. There are laws of addition. And in that law of addition, I'm getting ready to go deep now because God's getting ready to take us somewhere. And by the end of this call, you're going to act on what you believe. There are laws. 2 + 2 = 4. Always. Always. 2 + 2 eggs = 4 eggs. 2 dogs + 2 dogs = 4 dogs. 5 dogs + 6 dogs = 11 dogs. Always. Are you understanding? That's a law that will never change. 2 + 2 = 4. And I want you to understand that that's not just naturally. I mean, that's just period. I want you to understand, because faith works the same, stay with me, not just spiritually, but even naturally. And if you get this, I can help you understand this. Everything that we do is based on faith. I mean, it's based on you acting on what you believe. It's based on you believing in something that was said or something that you saw. You stopped because the stop sign said stop. You yield. You stop at the light. You caution. All of it is based on words. I'm going somewhere. According to James chapter 2, we're going to go to James 2. God operates by the law of faith. And we need to understand it so we don't apply something thinking it's going to work when it don't work. Let's go to James chapter 2. Let's go there. Am I helping somebody? I want us to understand this. James chapter 2. Look at verse 14. That's where we'll start. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Now, that word works there means action. So let's read it the way it means it. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not action, can faith save him? Now, again, that work there means action. And I told you, faith is acting on what you believe. Faith is not just an idea. It's not just a belief. But faith is an action. It says, can faith save him? Now, that word save there has nothing to do with going to heaven or hell. That word save there means save him. If you look it up, it means preserve, deliver, heal, protect, make him do well, or behold. So let's put it back in its context. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not action, can that faith preserve him, deliver him, heal him, protect him, make him do well, or behold? Verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Verse 17. Even so, if it have no action, it's dead, being alone. Faith without action is dead. And anything dead can't do you any good. So verse 17 said, faith, if it has no action, is dead. Verse 18. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have action. Show me thy faith without action, and I'll show thee my faith by my actions. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Verse 20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without action is dead? So faith is acting on what you believe. Stay with me now. Now, you can act and it be the wrong action, but it has to be an action that corresponds to the declaration of your faith. I hope I'm helping somebody get this, because if you do, you're getting ready to see results happen in your life, and I'm going to help you stop beating yourself up. So faith with action is not enough, but it has to be a corresponding action to the declaration of my faith. I can't quote Philippians 4:9, for my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. And I've made that declaration. But then I go tell somebody or go have a conversation with somebody and say, I'm falling on hard times. Brother, can I have some money? Or I'll take some from you too. Now, that is an action, but it's not a corresponding action, because the minute I appeal to you to take care of my need, then I don't believe the confession that he has supplied all of my needs. So it's a contradiction to my confession. If you got that, say, I got it. Glad you said it. So faith is acting on what we believe, which means faith is both verbal and physical. I declare it, and then I follow it with an action. If I don't follow my confession with an action, I negate my confession. If I say something, my action must be in alignment with my confession. Because if I don't stay aligned with my confession in my action, it negates it. I can't confess, I trust you, and then operate as if I don't. Because my action now has negated my confession. I can't say I'm healed, but all of my actions are contrary to my confession, because it negates my confession when my action and confession is not aligned with each other. So faith is one thing, but it's two parts. Because what I say is based on what I believe. And what I believe is based on the Word of God. Try that again. What I say is based on what I believe. And what I believe is based on the Word of God. Now, it's so amazing that we believe it for everything else. But it's very hard when it comes to his word. Let's say that you set your alarm for 7:30. Okay. The minute you hear that alarm go off, by faith you're going to start getting up because you believe it's time to get up. But that alarm could have had a malfunction. But you don't expect it to do anything other than what you believe it's been programmed to do. So as soon as that alarm goes off on that phone, you'll get up, start brushing your teeth, start doing everything, all because that alarm says that it's time to get up. Now, you haven't even looked at the clock. But because you trust that alarm, you immediately start moving. Oh, I hope you get what I'm saying. If you get this, that's how simple it is. So that alarm could be broke. It could have rung at the wrong time. It could be a different alarm set. But you immediately get up. Let's say you're used to hearing a certain voice on the radio at a certain time. The minute you hear that voice on that radio, you start getting up because you know it's time. This is the voice that I hear every morning I get up. But he could have came on 2 hours earlier or 2 hours later. But because of that voice that you're used to hearing, I told you how faith comes. Because of that voice that you're used to hearing, you start moving and doing things based on a belief that that voice is doing it at that time. But it could be wrong. So I'm just trying to show you how we do it for everything in life. If you see a stop sign, you stop. You don't know if the government put that stop sign. You don't know. You wasn't there when they did it. You don't even know if that's the right stop sign place. But we believe everything based on what someone has said or what something has wrote. And I want you to hear this now. Because if you don't understand this, you're going to think sometimes you're in faith. I really want you to understand that faith is acting on what you believe. Now, anytime we get into this conversation, the question comes up, well, prophet, I believe that I'm healed, but I'm also taking medicine. And then a person will say, well, I know a person who believed and didn't take medicine, and they still died. And what would you say to that? And God began to deal with me. And he said, most people who usually go that route, stay with me, begin to have faith in not taking medicine and not faith in God. I just said a mouthful. their faith is in not taking the medicine, and their faith is not in the word of God. And let me help you why I'm saying that. Here's the problem with most people who go to those radical decisions in a moment. Sometimes we don't see results. Because faith is progressive. And you're not going to believe God for faith for cancer if you've been taking medicine for sinus congestion. You're not going to believe God for faith to get rid of a deadly disease called cancer and all these sicknesses, and you are struggling with a headache. Your faith has not grown there. I'm going to say something by the Spirit of grace. And if you hear this, this is so life-changing what I'm about to say. Faith is not a miracle. Faith is progressive. Romans 17, you go from faith to faith. Jesus did not start raising the dead from somebody for 4 days. He was progressive. He started. Remember, he was a man. He started with someone who had was just asleep. He started with someone who was on the way to the cemetery. Then the next day, somebody who was on the way to the cemetery. One person, he said, they're not dead, they're just asleep. Another person, they were headed to the cemetery. He stopped them, raised them. What was he doing? Building his faith. And when he built it to the place that he can raise up Lazarus, he said, if I can call back somebody else, I know I can call back myself. But that faith was built. It was progressive. And some of you are not in faith. You're in folly because you're trying to get your faith to operate for miracles. And God made something very clear to me today that you have to catch what I'm about to say by the Spirit. God never promised miracles. He promised divine health. He promised healing. He promised redeeming your life. I can show you all of the things in the scriptures that he has promised. But a miracle is a sovereign act. And most of us are having to pray for miracles because we don't live by faith. If y'all don't tell me I'm preaching right now, I ain't gonna ever preach to y'all again. Because what I just said is powerful. Are you listening to what I'm telling you right now? Because what I'm telling you is profound. So we see these people who all of a sudden they've lived a life where they didn't live by faith. And then they get a report, 3 months to live. And now they're trying to use their faith for a miracle. And I would tell that person, go take your medicine. Why? Because your faith has not progressed at a level. To see the result. So because of that, sometimes it takes time to overcome the situation because faith is progressive. And I had to explain this to someone because a lot of times we see people and we say they believe God, but they died. But my response to them is
You have to make sure your faith is in the word and your faith is not in not taking medicine. So a person will say, I believe God, so I don't have no health insurance. I believe God, so I don't have no life insurance. Well, now your faith isn't in the word, but it's in not having the life insurance. And I'm just trying to help you understand that you have to know the difference between faith and folly. Because that same person who says that will say they believe God, but they lock their car. I believe God to protect me, but you lock your house. I need you to understand, you must know the difference between faith and folly. Because the truth of the matter is, locks don't keep you protected. Locks are only a deterrent. Try that again. I said locks don't protect you. The only thing a lock does is deter an honest thief. Because let me tell you something. If a thief ain't honest, he don't care nothing about that lock. It'll just stop him. If he's an honest thief and the door is locked, that'll stop him. But if he ain't, he'll tear that door down, jack it, bust the window. So at the end of the day, if God don't protect you, you won't be protected. So I need us to grow mature in this faith thing so that we don't find ourselves out here saying we're in faith when we're in folly. But I want to deposit in your spirit that faith is a progression. I didn't start off giving hundreds of thousands of dollars. I started off giving 50, 100, thousands, 10,000. But faith is a what? Progression. Are you listening to me? Well, Prophet Khan, if I got faith on a situation, how long do I wait? And see, I want you to hear me now, because again, if I hear today, on the today's the 20th, and I go to the doctor, and the doctor say, I see a lump on your breast the size of a dime. So I decide by faith and declare that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that no sickness, no disease, no infirmity can live in this body. I thank you today. And that's what you're saying. That's your confession. Okay? And let's say you go back 4 months later, and that thing has grown from a dime to three quarters. Guess what my response to you would be? Go to the doctor. Do what they tell you. Why? Because your faith has not progressed at a level to handle the attack that's coming against you. Your faith is not on that level yet. So if someone was to ask me, how long do I wait to get help? Wait till you can no longer afford to wait. It ain't no set time because it's different for everybody. But sometimes you are attempting to fight a battle built enough muscle for yet spiritually. Faith is a muscle. It cometh by hearing. It goes from faith to faith. You go from second grade to fifth. I wouldn't put trigonometry in front of a second grade student. Why? Because they are not developed enough. to do that kind of work. So sometimes the enemy comes and throws an attack at you that he knows your faith ain't ready for. And that's why Jesus prayed for Peter. Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. I have a prayer for you. I hope your faith don't fail you. Because anything that happens in your life is on a coin. Every time Jesus would go to the person and ask them, did they want to be healed? By the end of the conversation, his response was, your faith has made you whole. Not my power. My power is only accessible to you by your faith. Why am I teaching this? Because I don't want you in here confessing faith when you're in folly. You've been saved 5 days. And you are trying to make a confession or a corresponding action. And what I want you to understand is that I really know what you believe based on your action, not based on what you say. A person can tell you whatever they want to tell you all day. All I'm saying to you is the corresponding action lets you know what you really believe. I'm helping somebody on this call. Because there's somebody on this call who your faith needs to go to another level. Now, you have the faith of God, New Covenant believers. You have faith in you. But you got to learn how to draw on that faith. And you may not have learned yet how to draw on it. There's water flowing under your home right now. When I say water, I'm telling you, it's so much water under your home right now. But the only water that's coming to you is the amount that your pipe allows. It's not a shortage of water. It's a shortage of access. And that's why it matters to keep your spirit clear. That's why you have to get a handle on your soul, because your spirit is fully functioning with all this faith and power and God in it, but it's limited by the renewing of your mind. I have to get my thoughts right. Y'all, it's so vital how you think. It is so vital, because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above, according to the power that's working in you. So, if there's a limit of what I'm experiencing, it's because my soul isn't prospering. Why don't you work on it? Why don't you get your soul in order? your thoughts. I'm telling you, change the way you think. You have all these things that God's trying to do and wants to do and has done, but it's limited. All because you won't think on another level. And your thinking is based on what you're watching. What you see is what you think. You only have the capacity to think based on what you are exposed to. I am on the phone with millionaires. Kata. People who are called to have more than enough. But your thinking is going to have to go to another level. You got to come out of that box you're in. Don't tell me what I think. I'm telling you, you got to see yourself as God sees you. And the best way to do it is listen to me. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. You have to be radical. I told you, they tell people who are on drugs, they have to be separated for a very long time from certain environment. Why do you think they have to separate them for 90 days, 6 months, a year? Because environment matters. And some of you think that you're going to be aggressive in change, and you keep hanging around people like you, watching shows of folk cheating on them, watching shows of men taking advantage, women cheating, watching shows where you can't trust it on Instagram, social media, watching struggle, watching lies, watching all these things. And if you don't watch it, you rehearse it. Because your emotion is nothing but a record of your past. The only way you feel a certain way about something is because of a past experience. You had to be taught how to feel certain ways. The only way you're going to overcome this is you have to be radical. I'm telling you, right now I have Invisalign in my mouth. When I went to the place for them to check on my teeth yesterday, they said to me, wow, you are progressing faster. I said, I don't know why you're shocked. I said, I have the blessing. They were saying 18 months. Won't be 18 months with me. I got the blessing. When I said that, the lady had no consciousness of the blessing and started looking up on the internet. What is the blessing? She started looking up. What is that product? What is that? I said, ma'am, it's something spiritual. Kando lobo ko salamande le kitala bahaya. You have the blessing on your life. We get so discouraged. I just got off the phone with a man, and I needed him to do something for me. He said, I need to tell you something. I said, tell me. He said, I want you to know you changed my life. You used to tell me ain't no hustling and holiness. He said, I didn't know what you was talking about. He said, but you came to Charlotte, and everything you said you was going to do, you did it. You said you was going to have a kitchen in the back with food. You said you was going to have a cafe. You said you was going to have a building with marble. He said, everything you said, now here it is. The Holy Ghost used him to remind me. Because sometimes you forget your faith has already brought you. Because you're so focused on where you're going that you don't see what your faith has already done. Ah, I am more than a conqueror. Get your thoughts right. Your thoughts, your mind, your words, and your action got to be aligned with each other. You say you're a wife? Act like it. You're a husband? Act like it. You're a millionaire? Act like it. You're a business owner? Act like it. You're healed? Act like it. Your action has to be corresponding to your confession. So you need to study millionaires, study wives, study business owners, study husbands, study doctors, study lawyers, study them, study influencers. Your actions got to correspond with your confession. Declare, I am blessed. Come on. Say, I am healed. Say, I am delivered. Say, I won't for nothing. Say, the blessing of God is on my life. Say, I will have all the days of my life. Say, no good thing he withholds from me. Say, the end of this year and the next 3 months, I will experience divine favor. You got to not act like that, because you're going to have what you say. I'm challenging every person on this call right now. If you believe that this is your hour, this is your season, you believe by faith, I'm going to challenge every person on this call. You're going to go to the website. You're not sending it to me. This is going into the ministry. I'm going to challenge every one of you to go to the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. And today, you're going to sow a seed of $50. It is your jubilee. You are sowing a $50 seed today. Right now. In faith. Because you say you trust him. You say you believe him. You say this is your year. And I'm saying give him a corresponding action to your faith. There are 30, I heard you, Lord. I heard you, Lord, very clear. I heard you, Lord, very clear. There are 13 people on this call who are supposed to give $500. And I didn't even know. The Lord told me this morning, I told Sister Joy this morning, I said, the Lord said he wants me to challenge everybody to give a $50 seed. If you go to the website, you'll see $50 there, because the Lord told me that this morning. But while I was just here on this call, I believe, I heard the Spirit of God whisper in my ear that there are 13 people on this call who are supposed to give God a seed of $500. And I'm going to be one of the 13. And I feel the anointing moving so strong in my body right now. You're going to go to briancarn.com, briancarn.org, and you're going to sow that seed of $50. Every person on this call, I'm challenging you to challenge somebody right now. Tell, if you had to borrow it, tell them to sow it for you. There are 13 people on this call that are going to sow a seed of $500. There is one person on this call tonight that is supposed to give a $5,000 seed. You know, I can, the bad thing about people in KCC, they get blessed and then come whisper in my ear and don't want me to tell nobody. They don't want people to know they got money. But that's not good, because God said, I'm a blessing so you can be a blessing. But just get to a place where you're able to tell people, no, I'm not led to do that. I'm not impressed to do that. But I'm telling you, God wants to increase you. There's one person on this call, right? When I tell y'all, I feel the anointing going through my body, it feels like lava. It feels like lava. Holalaba Shanda, Holy God. I feel the anointing permeating my body right now. God said, challenge every person on this call to give a $50 seed. There are 13 of you that's going to give $500, and there's one person that's going to give a $5,000 seed. Oh, my Shandi. Ele mandolo moko salamanda la kiala la masai. Holy. 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 See, you want your business to take off and go to another level. You want your business to take off and go to another level. But you're thinking too small. You got to start preparing for more, Prophet Khan. That's the Lord talking to me. Y'all are just in this conversation. You got to prepare. Bele. Lelanda la kazia la bahaya. You got to prepare for more. There are 12 people who are going to sow a $500 seed. I'm telling you what I know. There are 13 people. And please let me know who they are, because I'm challenged by the Spirit of God to go in the 3 days of prayer for those 13 people. Hearing that right now. Yes, Lord. And there's one person going to get 5,000. Make sure you let me know who that are. You that are waiting, you have in a couple of days. You're going to go to the web. You're going to be receiving something in the mail, a package with your oil and some instructions. Now, again, you're sowing that seed at briancarn.com or briancarn.org. I feel the anointing so strong, I'm having a hard time talking. I'm having a hard time talking. There's a woman just said, if he calls my name, I'll give it. I don't want you to have to flow like that. I want you to get in faith. Step in. I feel the presence of God so strong on me right now. Lord, I thank you for that anointing that I feel permeating this body, going from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And I thank you that that anointing that heals. There's a ringing in someone's ear being healed right now. I give you praise. There's a lump on a body dissolving right now. I give you the praise. There's another eye condition being healed right now. I give you the praise. There's another ear being healed, and a lung condition. Someone's been having very hard time breathing. You can take a deep breath. God's healing that right now. There's another woman on this call. You have a lump on your breast. God's healing that right now. Woo! Shabba! My God, I feel the anointing. Handala malama sandala kita. Tiele bandele bekeshna. Branka dini biansala nini biasolo mondala koba. Halala baba shanda. The woman on here named Sherry. The Lord's touching you. He's moving. I'm telling you what I know by the Spirit. You will never be the same again. If I had time, I would go to prophesying and flowing, but I don't have the time. I'm getting ready to shut it down. Oh, my. But I'm telling you, healing is the children's bread. And I need you to work on your faith. Get your thoughts together. Get your mind together. Get your confessions together. Let your actions coincide one with another. Urobosha. Yendebe kamosi. Yalamandolo husa. Telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost. Somebody's life is changing right now. Don't miss your moment. Again, you're going to briancarn.com, briancarn.org. You're sowing that $50 seed, 500. There are 12 of you. There are 13, but 12 because one of them is me. If you're sending it by mail, that's P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. Amen. Landelebe kalamanda la kazia. Father, I said what you told me to say. And I've declared what you told me to declare. And I decree in the name of Jesus that there shall be a manifestation of every word spoken. Indele halabashanda ulobosi kandala babasa zelandele kiala la mandala moshai e ma shakandele ilalabanza la bohoko le mandele kia. There shall be a manifestation. A famous athlete is about to have a run in with the law. And we're going to see this as we come into October. And I saw an unusual earthquake that's going to be found in this next season. It's going to be a strange sight that's going to last longer than expected. And here's the last thing. Something is about to come up concerning a plane. I just see like an unusual discovery. Y'all know that plane that went missing or what? I'm telling you, there's an unusual discovery that's going to be made that's going to be linked to a plane. Okay? I love you. I'm praying for you. We'll be on here next Wednesday. God told me to do this all through September. Trust me, I'm only doing it by the permission and guidance of the Holy Ghost. All through September, I'll be doing it, then I'll leave you alone. But you are blessed, you are favored, and you are anointed. BrianCarn.com, BrianCarn.org, so that he didn't say, you are blessed, you are favored. Ha! Hora Bashanda. Watch what God is about to do in your life as you step out in faith and increase in faith so that you will see God manifest every promise spoken in your life. You are blessed. More grace.